الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم تنزيله بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوشك الأمم أن تداعى عليكم كما تداعى الأكلة إلى قصعتها فقال قائل ومن قل يومئذ يا رسول الله قال بل أنتم يومئذ كثير ولكنكم غثاء كغثاء السيل ولينزعن الله في صدوركم المهابة منكم ولا يقذفن الله في صدوركم الوهن قيل قائل قال قائل وما الوهن يا رسول الله قال حب الدنيا وكراهية الموت أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في مقام آخر الجنة تحت أقدام الأمهات أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Alhamdulillah. First and foremost, we thank and we praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has afforded us once again the great opportunity of sitting and listening to the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listening to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with the effort and with the mind that how can I implement the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my life. And not only in my life, in the life of my family as well. As we know, what is the talk on everyone's tongue this week? I think all of us know the answer, isn't it? Everyone knows the answer, isn't it? Everyone knows Osama bin Laden. Yes, it's a talk on everyone's tongue. What we ask today, is America ahead or Osama dead? What do we ask? Is America ahead or Osama dead? These are plots that from the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Jews and the Christians wanted to do these things to the Muslims. All the time, wherever the Muslim is gone from left, right and center. Do we ever ask ourselves the question, why is it such? Why is Muslims thrown from pillar to post? Why is Muslims being hit all over the world and why is Muslims being attacked all over the world? It is simple. When the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves a person's life and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves a person's life, then what else do we expect? What else do we expect? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, like the hadith we mentioned earlier, يُوشِكُ الْأُمَمْ أَن تَدَاعَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا تَدَاعَ الْأَكَلَةُ إِلَىٰ قَصْعَتِهَا. That a time will come on my ummah where things will be taken from them like how a person is sitting in front of a plate and taking a morsel of food. Just think that your plate is standing in front of you, a platter is standing in front of you, and it has various things on. You take from there which you like. You take from there which you like. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving the comparison and saying that a time will come in the ummah where the kuffar will take from the Muslim like how a person is sitting with that platter in front of him and taking a morsel of food. He goes and he takes, he goes and he attacks, he goes and does what he wants to and how he wants to, like how a person just puts his hand on that plate and put the morsel of food in his mouth. When a person asks فقال قائل ومن قلة نحن يومئذ. A person asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, are we going to be the minority at that time? Qala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ كَثِيرٌ, that you are going to be a lot. That time of Muslim was little. Now we can see the increase of Muslim in this world. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that time you are going to be a lot. But what will your status be? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ, that you as, that us as Muslims, explaining and saying that the Muslim will be such, غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ, that when a flood comes, that dirt that remains on top of the water, that is referred to as غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. So wherever the water pushes that dirt, that is how the dirt will go. So in whichever way we are pushed, that is how we will go. If you get a firm tree in the middle, and a firm tree in the middle, the water just passes by it and carries on. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving the comparison of us to that which lays on top of the water. And then carries on and says, وَلَيَنْزَعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمَ الْمَهَابَةِ, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that fear of the Muslims from the hearts of the kuffar. This is the time we're living in today, where the kuffar is not scared of the Muslim, not one bit. That time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in time of Sahaba, when Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they used to say, كُونُوا مِثْلَنَا, be like us. كُونُوا مِثْلَنَا, be like us. Can we make such a statement today? Can we make such a statement to the kuffar today, or any non-believer, that be like me? And the fear that the non-believers had for the Muslims was unbelievable. The fear that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled in the hearts of the non-believers, that the non-believers used to be scared, but due to peer pressure they used to fight the Muslim. There's many battles in Islam that we can see, and many battles in the history of Islam that we look at, that how the minority of Muslim overpowered the majority of non-believers. Why? They were also human beings. But their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their belief and knowing that I have to imply what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to us, was in a different level. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَيَنْزَعَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَلْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ, that I will remove, or the fear of the Muslim will be removed from the hearts of the non-believers. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهَنِ, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place in the hearts of the believers wahan. Then فَقَالَ قَائِلٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا الْوَهَنِ, then one of the believers asked that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this wahan that you're explaining? قَالَ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَّةُ الْمَوْتِ, that the love of this dunya and the dislike for meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for dying. In today's time, we see different things happening, and how the kuffar is just trampling upon Muslim and just going everywhere where they want to, attacking who they want to, killing who they want to. And the media is such that whatever is said, everyone believes it. America makes a statement, yes, they killed Osama. Let us ask a few questions, and we'll go on afterwards. First of all, does a group like Al-Qaeda really exist? Second, does a person like Osama bin Laden really exist? And then third, if there was Osama bin Laden, was he really killed? But because America has such a strong hold, or America just says anything, or the West just says anything, and it is blown to such an extent that everybody just tends to believe it. No one knows. Did Al-Qaeda really, is there such a group like that? Where does it come from? Something happened, they said Al-Qaeda done the attacks. Is there something like that? Did we find out? Did we do research? We don't know. It's coming from the media. And then something happens. Osama bin Laden is linked to the Twin Towers bombings or crashes. How do we know? We know all these things. There was lots of films and lots of documentaries that came about after 9/11 where people, non-Muslims themselves, just proved that how these things were not true and all these things and whatever stories might have come in. This week I'm sure a person must have heard a lot of stories. But we should ask the question, is it really true or not? Because the moment something is said by the West, we follow. I mean, just look at, for instance, this week that has passed. Why I'm just putting these questions in front of a person is that we can just see any lies that the West brings up, anything, the moment it is blown out to the media, it is just like, yes, it is there, it's true. We don't tend to question. If they say this happened, yes, that happened. If they say this happened, yes, that happened. But if we sit down and we really look, all these, like I say, all these stories and all these films and documentaries that came out about 9/11, we could see how much false was there in also, to say that, you know what really was, just one thing that comes to mind before I go, before I forget about it. On this 9/11 story, apparently they got some passport of a person that he was involved in the Twin Towers bombings. So when they found this passport, after doing investigation, they found that this person's passport that they found, he died 3 years ago. So how could he have carried out that bombing? But anyway, coming back to the latest. Now they say Monday morning everyone awoke to some story, yes, that Osama bin Laden has been, let us not say killed, but let's say assassinated. If there was such a person, yes, time of death has come for him. We believe so, yes, it happened. But then, if you look at it, how much different stories has come. I don't need to go into depth of these things because all of us know the stories on TV and in the media, how the stories has changed. But first of all, they killed him, yes. Within a space of 12 hours, the person was already buried. And how? They claim that he was buried the Islamic way. How could a person be buried the Islamic way when he is thrown in the oceans? 2 days ago, on E-News, we had one of the victims of the 9/11 sister. She says, you know what? Yes, we do believe that Osama was killed, yes. But the thing I question is that how come was his body just destroyed within a space of 12 hours or within 24 hours? That I ask the question. And immediately the interview finished and that was it. So things that they are hiding away from us, this is just how the West is. I give you a certain amount of information and that's where you stay. You must believe this. And if you don't believe it, that's your story. Few years ago, before the first term of Bush, George Bush, before the first term of his came to an end, Osama bin Laden was killed. I don't know if we all know about it. He was killed in the mountains of Afghanistan. And Bush claimed that he had DNA test of him also. But that means they are so great that they kill a dead man. That means they are so great they kill a dead man. So a few years ago he died. So he was now suddenly the president that done all these good things, so he voted him second time. Elections is coming up in America soon. What is the best thing to do? Do something where they attract the attention of all the Americans. Why? Then they can vote for him again. You know what? He done these good things. Yesterday morning, he went to Ground Zero where the Twin Towers were, and he had some affair there, what they call a ceremony. To do what? This to attract all the minds of the people, and these things are keeping us so busy. It's keeping us so in talk. It's keeping us away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all these things of the West, we tend to question that, is it true? Is it not true? but yet to uphold what they say becomes very easy. We become so gullible that what they say, it is easy to put into practice. What they say, it is easy to put into practice. But what Quran and Sunnah says, that is difficult. That we don't need to question them, we need to question ourselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a beautiful deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the Quran and given us Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life was the Quran. Allah says, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. That which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has came with, hang on to it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And that which He has forbidden us to do, stay away from it. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us to do, are we doing that? Are we trying to the best of our ability to do that? That is that the reason why the Muslim is being kicked from pillar to post? Is that the reason? Yes, most definitely. That our life has not come in accordance to the Sharia that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to come to. I mention again that when the West says something, it is easy to put into practice. Simple. They don't even need to say it. They just do it. Yet the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that action said, did, or liked became sunnah. Action said, did, or liked became sunnah. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in huwa illa wahyu yuha, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa, in huwa illa wahyu yuha. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not speak from his own whims and fancies and desires. In huwa illa wahyu yuha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has get, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wahy. So is our lives in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us? Like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us? Most definitely not. Something that is coming up soon, where everyone enjoys it, or most people enjoy it, and most people want to celebrate it. What is that? Mother's Day. What is it, Mother's Day? Like I say, the West just says something or does something, and everyone else follows. Like they say, America sneezes and the world catches the flu. So they just say or they do something and everyone else just follows. Muslim follow, non-Muslim follow. Everyone wants to follow it. Why? Because they seem that that is now who we should follow or that is what we should do. But yet when something comes against Islam, like this week, all these things against Islam, then the person wants to stand up and scream the loudest. He wants to scream the loudest that, you know what, I will do whatever it takes to kill this man. I will do whatever it takes to fight in the path of Allah. I will do whatever, but it's just big talk. It's just big talk. What is supposed to be done is not done. The basics that is done is not done. You want to jump from on top of the building, you'll get hurt. Definitely. Jump off the pavement maybe first, yes. Don't want to try and jump from there on top. But the man's heart is filled with, yes, I'll do whatever I need to do to kill that man or to fight against it. No, it doesn't work like that. When we bring the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our lives, we don't even need to do anything and the fear of Allah subhanahu, the fear of us will be instilled in the Muslim's heart, in the kuffar's heart. Without even doing anything. If we just know that celebrating this Mother's Day, what is it? We say we don't want to follow America. This thing originated from America. Go on to Wikipedia and see. This thing originated from America. When the soldiers went to fight, there was a woman, I got the name here, just hold on. Funny name. Julia Ward Howe. She was the woman that initially started this thing where the soldiers that are fighting, they must have such a thing where the sons that are in the war, the mothers get together and they have a Mother's Day for those people in the war. So after the Civil War, The president made it a national holiday, which is now Mother's Day. But yet we'll stand up and say, I will do whatever. I come back to the question, is America ahead or Osama dead? Question for ourselves. Wallahi, let us not fall in the trap of the kuffar. This Mother's Day, I tell you, today, wallahi, I am telling you, that the only thing left for a Muslim to celebrate is Christmas. Then he has completed all the celebrations of the kuffar. When it comes to Mother's Day, yeah, we do everything. When it comes to Father's Day, we do everything. Then it comes to Valentine's Day, we'll do everything also. But yet, when we do Mother's Day, we don't even carry it out like how the kuffar carry it out. Because now, Mother's Day, the husband will buy the wife a gift. That's not his mother. That's his wife. The husband will buy the wife a gift. And celebrating Mother's Day. Don't let us be fooled, my dear brothers. Wallahi. Don't let us be fooled. Allah will take us to task if we instill the kuffar's life or ways in our hearts. What will happen to us? Like Allah says, summum bukmun umyun fahum la yarji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed their hearts that they will not be able to hear good or do good, and they will not even be able to realize what is good. Let us not come to that stage. It is serious. Time is coming to an end. All these things are not happening for just us to see. And you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this people slowly, slowly chance. Like our fisherman when he sits by the dam. Maybe a lot of people will say, you know what, I know what you're talking about. When a fisherman sits by the dam and that fish bites on that rod, he doesn't just strike it same time. What does he say? Let it run first. Let it run first. I'll cup him just now. Isn't it? Or fisherman? I'll cup him just now. Let him run first. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting them run first. Run first. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cup them, wallahi, we don't want to see it. Allah gave us a pure deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam adina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with the deen he has given us. We don't need to do anything that is going to make someone happy. So all these things that the kuffar has instilled, a person will follow it to whatever degree it might take. Sometimes a person doesn't even have money, but because it's Mother's Day or Father's Day or Valentine's Day, the person will make sure that I have to carry this out to make my wife happy. You are causing anger in your house. Then what do you want to come do after a few years? Maulana, you know what? I got some trouble with my wife. What's your wife? My wife is jolling. Why? Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, save yourself and save your family from the fire of Jahannam. These are simple things a person needs to put into our lives. Then we'll see the beauty of life and we'll find the beauty of Islam. My dear brothers, let us wake up from our slumber. Let us, like they say, wake up and smell the coffee. It is for all of us. These things are not happening like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like how the stories of the Anbiya alayhimus salam before us. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That these stories are not just stories in the Quran, like you know the stories that, yeah, we can sit and read fairy tales. This is the eye-opener for people with intelligence. And if one person gets hurt, الْمُؤْمِنُونَ كَجَسَدٍ وَاحِدٍ إِنْ اِشْتَكَى عَيْنُهُ اِشْتَكَى كُلُّهُ وَإِنْ اِشْتَكَى رَأْسُهُ اِشْتَكَى كُلُّهُ. The mu'min is like one body. إِنْ اِشْتَكَى عَيْنُهُ اِشْتَكَى كُلُّهُ. That if the eye pains, the whole body is in difficulty. وَإِنْ اِشْتَكَى رَأْسُهُ اِشْتَكَى كُلُّهُ. That when the head is sore, the whole body is in difficulty. Let us live like that. Get that back where the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam prevails and is there on top. And let us stand up to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to stand up to. And let it be such that we'll fulfill all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the best of our ability. And brothers, let us try all these things that are coming up. Like now Sunday is Mother's Day. Wallahi, if we stop from celebrating it, it might be that because of stopping that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give us jannat in return for it. Let us stay away. Don't be fooled, wallahi, don't be fooled. If we celebrate it, it might be a chance where Allah can give us Jahannam for why we're celebrating it. Let us stay away from it. Allah give us all the tawfiq of making aman, inshallah.